It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
And we are back from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, we are.
So we'll talk more about the actual mayhem on Saturday a little bit later.
What about the mayhem getting there?
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about that now. So air travel now, giant cluster F.
It is brutal. I mean, like, I haven't traveled in a long time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting it to be what it was.
So we got an email from the airline, or a text message from the airline.
Like 3 o'clock on Tuesday, I guess. No,
Wednesday. And we were supposed to leave Tuesday morning, or Thursday morning, direct flight to Phoenix.
Which would have been great, because we were getting there at like 9:30.
In the morning, would have been awesome.
Yeah.
However, they decided to cancel that flight completely, as many people here had to deal with that headache. I know that we ran into a few people that were going through the same thing we were going through. But
Thank goodness for Tracy.
Yeah, she figured it out. Initially, the airline was like, our mistake. Oh, well, we'll have you there by Friday night. No, that would have meant we missed an entire day of golf.
Yeah.
And we would have missed a lot of time down there. So that's just not happening. And of course, Tracy and Mike were going to a hockey game. So we had to reroute. So Wednesday, we had to leave last minute that night to go to Calgary. Spend the night in Calgary. By the way, spend the night, I mean like 4 hours in a hotel.
Yeah, that's about how much sleep we got.
Then from there, fly to Las Vegas, Super Bowl weekend. We land in Vegas. We lay over at the airport for 6 hours.
Good place, though, to be laid over for
no,
a while.
No, it's not. It's not.
Not that long. 6 hours sucked.
Yeah, it sucked. I don't like being laid over anywhere. I don't care where it is. And then from there, that evening, we flew to Phoenix. So we got to Phoenix that night. But it was, about a 24-hour process to get to Phoenix, which is originally supposed to be about a 3-hour flight.
Yeah.
It was disastrous.
The way home was good, though.
The way home was fine. Mm-hmm. It was to be expected. But my, oh my, and then just really, oh, and by the way, you get a hotel voucher to stay in a hotel in Calgary, because they had to lay us over there. However, I did not receive the voucher until the morning after we had stayed.
We were already at the airport. And got the email, and then I checked mine. I got mine 5 minutes later.
And they go, hey, here, have a hotel stay on us. Oh, really? The day after I have to stay in a hotel when we're searching for all your representatives the night before?
No food vouchers.
Nothing. And I'm not going to name the airline, because that would be...
I'll
just put it this way. I'm not going to name the airline, because that wouldn't be the best bet, you know?
Chad and Evan Daly.
Today is Valentine's Day.
It's my dad's birthday.
Okay.
That's what's celebrated.
That should be celebrated over Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is just corporate jargon.
That's it, Chad.
Force down your throat.
What are you doing for Cali?
Nothing.
Come on. Last year you said that you did a whole lot.
Yeah, nothing this year.
No.
I am not falling for it anymore. Not doing it.
Thanks for finally getting on my page, Chad. Thanks for joining me.
I will buy the children stuff, but I will not fall for it and sink hundreds of dollars into this horrific day.
Now,
listen,
it's good. The kids, they like to hand out the Valentines. They like to do that. It's fun. It's
now,
exciting
that's
for
the
them.
Thing. Now they make them make the kids hand it out to every kid in their class. That's not how it's supposed to be. You're only supposed to hand them out to the people you think you're in love with.
That you like. No, you hand them out to the kids you like, and the ones you don't give them one.
Well, that's not... No, but that's not it. It's about...
Oh,
the,
yeah.
I don't... not everybody should... Listen.
Okay?
When I was in school, I was a portly fella. Okay?
Yeah.
Did I get all the Valentines? No. But the ones that I got, I knew, meant something.
Choose you.
And we also used to do something called the matchmaker, or whatever it was called. There's a little survey you had to fill out. And then it would literally give you... the people that you match up with in your school.
What?
Yeah. No, no joke.
We used to have a Casanova day on Valentine's Day.
What was that?
All the girls would have flowers, and they weren't supposed to talk to the guys. And guys that had the girls end up talking to them.
Yeah.
The guy would win a prize. I won that a few times.
Well, here's
Captain
the thing,
Casanova is what they called me back at Wolseley High School.
Right, I'm sure they did. So the matchmaking thing, though, we would fill it out, and then it would match you up with who you are most likely to, you know, get along with, right? And it would always be me matching up with, like, the hottest girl in school. Now, I was happy about it. They were not.
Chad and Evan Daily.
This is interesting in the States. I wonder what it's going to do here. But Uber, Lyft, and other drivers are going on strike today.
They're
in the Midwest and Eastern United States.
They're a union?
Well, no, I don't think so. No, I don't think they're unionized, but they just happen to be, you know, a united force in that way.
Okay.
They are, and also drivers in the UK are doing the same thing. Why? Well, Valentine's Day, very busy day for them. They're only going on strike for a couple of hours, and they're going to be going on strike from major airports like Chicago and Miami.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What for? They want more money?
Yeah. I mean, they just don't feel they're getting enough money out of it. I will tell you this. The amount we had to pay in Uber charges,
pretty high.
We had one charge for $184 to take an Uber from our hotel to the, actually it was from the golf course back to our hotel.
And that was on the Saturday, right?
Yes, Saturday because after the disaster.
That was
because everybody
else
was rushing to get out, and the surge pricing was crazy.
And we lucked out getting that Uber driver
we had to run over to a gas station to get it was nuts. But that being said, $184, how much of that are they getting, like what's the percentage on that? Because if they got even 50% of that, he did just fine.
Oh, so generally the driver keeps 75%.
Then he
of
did
their fare.
Just fine.
Yeah, A-okay that day.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So we have been down at the Waste Management Open for the last few days in Phoenix. And I know a lot of people are wanting us to talk about Saturday, or as I like to call it, the Woodstock 99 of golf.
And we will.
Yeah. But let's talk about how we thought the event went in general. So Saturday and Sunday. Friday and Sunday were really great.
It was awesome. Like Friday, we partied a little harder Friday.
Oh yeah.
We got there and just trying to get the lay of the land. And that's an interesting thing in itself.
So it's a little packed when you've got over 200,000 people on a golf course. And even more Saturday. But again, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
And we don't know where the hell we're walking at TPC Scottsdale. No idea. We don't know where the prime spots to watch are. Number 16, of course, is the prime spot. But good luck. Good luck getting in there. So,
but people did get in. We talked to people that were in
there.
Sure.
Yeah. They had fun.
Yeah.
But we happened to perch up at number 12. That's where we hung out. It was a par 3. We sat up in the grandstand. We had a good spot to stand right up front. We could see them tee off. We could see the ball land.
Someone from Odessa.
It was, yeah, that's right. We did.
Brad, I do believe, was Brad Glass, I think, was, no. Yeah.
Anyway, it was close to the bar,
close
to the bathrooms. It was just the perfect spot.
It wasn't mucky up there, really.
And here's what else I've realized too at a PGA event. Now, I know there were the golfers that were somewhat unimpressed with the spectators.
Uh-huh.
But I also found that they were fairly nice to the spectators. They didn't interact too much.
Get a little bit of head nods.
Pretty heavy on the security around them.
Yeah. Ivan Taylor on the Sunday. You had left when Taylor was driving.
Yeah, because I had to take a leak. I hung out for Justin Thomas and Scheffler and those guys, and then I was like, okay, I gotta go.
And so then I was hanging out there still, and he hammered the ball, and I yelled, and he gave me a little head nod.
Did he?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. I didn't yell, but like, well, I just,
so what
like,
you're saying is
very good after he was walking by, you know, and just cheering him on.
So you're saying you're the reason he won?
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to take the credit.
That's what
Chad.
You're saying.
I don't want to take full credit, but yeah.
I think you should.
No, I'm not going to take full credit.
No, you pushed him over. Pushed him over that.
But Sunday was a great day.
Sunday was the best day because it was quieter. However, I do wish we would have stayed a little later to actually see Nick Taylor win. But we were like, we got to go get a spot for the Super Bowl, too. And I know. What an issue. Do I stick around at the Waste Management Open to watch the Canadian win, or do I go and find a prime spot sitting amongst the Arizona mountains to watch the Super Bowl game?
It was a pretty tough decision. Yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Saturday at the Waste Management Open was a zoo.
Yeah, I'd put that's a mild description of it.
We're going to call it, I've been calling it the Woodstock 99 of golf.
Which makes sense.
Things broke down very quickly.
And it was kind of like embarrassing almost.
Yeah,
the PGA should be embarrassed for it.
Well, I don't know about the PGA or if it should be the actual organizers of the Waste Management Open, but it's a little bit of a black eye on the game of golf. Some people are calling it that. I mean, it's a beast that they've fed. They've made it into this big party. We've even known that it was a big party. That's why we went down there.
Yeah.
However, I did not expect it to get that out of hand. So here's where it all broke down. So they already expect over 200,000 people at each day of golf, which is a ton of people on a golf course, especially a muddy golf course. All right.
Yeah.
And it's Arizona, so they're not expecting a lot of rain, which they happen to get a ton of. That day, Saturday, essentially the people working the front gate gave up and they stopped at checking for tickets. And they just let anybody in.
And we thought, like, because we actually rolled in quite smoothly on Saturday.
I was like, geez, that was nice. No.
Yeah.
And then we get through the gate and we see the swarm of people around 18.
I get claustrophobia. When it comes to people.
Yeah.
I almost had a panic attack.
So as we're going through the crowd, which it took us about an hour to walk maybe, 150 meters?
Yeah, a bit more than that, but still.
Yeah.
It was still like...
And at one point, I could feel that I was moving, but my feet weren't moving.
Yeah, just getting kind of shuffled along and pushed and lifted in the air all at once. Something else.
We get through that, and then we deal with the giant mud bog that is the course.
And we told ourselves, let's go back to hole 12. It was a great spot.
Good spot. Let's go back there. Well, it had rained that morning, and it was no longer a good spot.
Oh, it was disgusting.
You have to go up a hill to get to that spot, and it is so much mud. You've seen the videos. We've posted the videos. As I'm going up the hill, I'm wearing my Crocs, all right? Now, I'm a big dude. And everybody knows this is a chance at a viral moment. I'm walking by a crowd of a couple thousand people as you're going up this, right? And they're watching, and they see me, and all I hear is, and I was wearing Crocs, okay?
Slip!
No. All I hear is, he's wearing Crocs! And everybody turns, and I could see all the cameras flip onto me, and they are waiting for me to biff it. And as I'm walking up, I go, no, not today.
Not today.
Not me. Not happening. And I made it up, thank God. But there were several people behind me that did not. There were so many people. There were going to be, so many injuries. So that's why they had to shut it down. They shut down alcohol sales and literally said, get out. And luckily, before they shut down alcohol sales, you and I had it in our mind. We're like, this is not a good place to be.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So with tonight being Valentine's Day, if you're going to celebrate it. But this actually goes for every single day. And brushing your teeth.
Right.
And it's not just enough to brush your teeth. Right? If you want to avoid having bad breath.
The gingivitis.
You got to brush your teeth. You got to floss.
Yeah.
Now, really, what you should do is floss, then brush your teeth.
Right, that makes more sense.
And then use some mouthwash.
Yeah, mouthwash, no.
But a lot of people are forgetting one important step here, Chad, when they're brushing their teeth.
Uh-huh.
Given you got bad breath, it's because you're not brushing your tongue.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
That's what they're saying, right? Mm-hmm. I've done this for a long time.
Yeah.
You need to brush your tongue.
Especially if you hack the darts.
Yeah, and coffee.
Yeah.
Anything like that. You need to be brushing your tongue because if you're not, that is why you have the bad breath. So start brushing your tongue. And I got to tell you, I've got a really bad habit when it comes to brushing my tongue.
Yeah.
I do not feel like my mouth or teeth or anything is clean until I brush my tongue and I gag.
Gross.
Yeah. So that's what I have to do in order for myself to feel like I've done a good teeth brushing is brush my tongue last. And then I gag, and then I'm done.
Well, I mean, you know, it's good to actually hear that, because I was kind of worried about you when we were sharing a room. I didn't know what was going on in that bathroom every morning, but I knew you were in there alone.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So we've been roommates for the last week.
Yeah.
Well, in Arizona, we shared a hotel room the whole time.
We did.
And no fights.
It was good. It went really well.
Not even a snap.
Like, no.
Not even a snippy comment. I think, yeah, it was, I'm actually kind of shocked.
Yeah, well, so am I, because you just never know how it's going to go in a situation like that. But no, it went very smoothly.
Yeah.
Besides how much you farted. But outside of that,
I was eating a lot of Mexican food.
Oh, we ate so many refried beans
and southern barbecue.
Oh man, those wings that we had that one night—the hot sauce on it was perfect.
The brisket.
Oh, the brisket. The brisket was a brisket tacos we had.
No, we had prime rib.
Prime rib tacos, right?
And
right.
That's what led to the gas issue.
Oh,
it was the refried beans. They warned me too. They said you're getting refried beans. I said yeah. They said oof. All right. Well.
I gotta say, your showers, I thought, went really, really long. But here's why I think that they were.
Yeah.
Because you turned on the shower to cover up the sound of your pooping.
You're very good.
That was just an assumption.
Quite astute, my friend.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was doing.
But that's a very good thing. But here's the trouble with that.
Yeah, the steam and the poo, and it just goes
throughout the room, and then it lingers.
And then my towel smells. Yeah. Yeah, that happens. I was always the first one up, too. So I would always be the first one to jump in the shower.
Yeah.
No, listen, you caught on to what I was doing.
Uh-huh. I just let it go, man.
I heard it.
And you wish I would have turned the shower on.
I was begging for the shower to be turned on. Yeah, so I just cranked up, whatever I was watching on TV, and I was just like, okay, I'm sitting there kind of plugging my ears.
Go downstairs and eat.
Or I would just get out of there.
And that's usually when I'd wait. I'd usually wait for you to get out, and then the magic would happen.
There were also a couple times that I used public washrooms instead of using our bathroom.
Right. Oh, so did I, actually. So did I. Just once.
Seeing no pranks. Actually. No pranks on each other.
And that was a good thing.
I think it's because we're middle-aged adult men.
No, I still like to do pranks, but I think it was just a good thing. And after Saturday, like everything, you know, the start of the trip kind of started out bad.
Right, yeah.
Just to get down there, and then how much it was just unenjoyable.
We had grown united.
That is right.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So, this photo is making it's making the rounds online, and it's a pretty amazing one, all right? It won the People's Choice Award for the Wildlife Photographer of the Year. It's called Ice Bed by Nima Sarakhani. And I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's kind of, I mean, it's cute, but it's sad all in the same thing.
Polar bears can swim a long way.
I know they can, but it's a picture of a polar bear sleeping on a tiny little chunk of ice, you know, kind of showing the climate crisis stuff. And
oh, you think that's what it's showing?
Well, that's what people are saying.
It's just grabbing a spot to sleep. Like I grabbed a spot to sleep in the Vegas airport.
Yeah, I know.
It's the exact same thing.
Yes, Evan, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
The exact same.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I don't know why people are getting all up in arms.
Wow.
It's a cutesy little photo of a polar bear sleeping on a glacier, or you could add a picture of me sleeping on a chair with my feet up, drooling at the Vegas airport. A cutesy little
picture.
Or
a picture
too.
Of you on the old one-armed bandits there, too, before you had a little nap. But here's the thing about that I'd like to point out. Everybody says that, you know, the polar bear looks cute and cuddly. You do understand that if you ever ran into a polar bear, they would eat your face.
Yeah, they would. Not just your face.
Yeah.
Your entire body. They would kill you.
They
dead.
Are the most vicious of bears, polar bears.
Mm-hmm.
They would kill you and they would have no problem doing it. So before you feel sympathy for the polar bears, and I mean, I'm sure it's a struggle.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
But
it has no sympathy for you.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daly. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.